It's time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Quick time on Friday, 5 o'clock here on Fan Run Radio. The Top 5 at 5 is brought to you by our friends at FanDuel. Number one, World Series. Game 3 is tonight. Dodgers, Rays, 8 o'clock on Fox. Series tied at one game apiece. You want to watch World Series somewhere tonight? Get out and have a little fun. Be outside. Be outdoors amongst friends. Enjoy some cold terrapin beers. You can do it right here at Hops and Hollers. It's a great spot, Bear, to watch World Series. You get in one of those chairs. We have the exact same. What happened here? Why can't I hear myself? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You can hear me?
I can't hear myself.
Why can't I hear myself?
Turn down.
All right, there you go.
Turn me up a little bit.
Don't do that again, please.
Sorry.
All right. Right here, Hops and Hollers. Great place for World Series baseball watching.
We watched, what series is that we watched?
The Cubs.
Out here?
The Cubs won it.
We watched almost every game. It was beautiful weather.
Beautiful weather. It was a beautiful
That was right time. Around the time I got banned from the bocce league.
About that same time. So you come down here, tell them you heard about it right here on Fan Run Radio. Number two, one of college football's biggest rivalries is on the move. Army and Navy announcing today that their rivalry game slated for Saturday, December 12th in Philadelphia has been moved and will be played at West Point.
Yeah.
Game being moved due to attendance limits in the state of Pennsylvania that won't allow the Brigade of Shipmen and Corps of Cadets to attend the game, so they're bringing it to West Point for the first time since 1943. How about that?
I get why they play it in Philly, but I think it's awesome. I wish they would just go to playing it, you know, on campus of the, you know, at West Point and at Annapolis and out there in Colorado at the Air Force Academy.
Number three.
Yeah.
Arizona receives its notice of allegations from the NCAA today. It provides no further information, but this goes back to the Sean Miller tapes, the Book Richardson stuff. And so we'll see what happens. They've got the notice of allegations. Now they respond, and then the NCAA responds. So
right.
Several more months before any sort of penalties would be handed down to Arizona. But this will be one of the litmus tests, along with LSU and Will Wade. I mean, you're caught on tape discussing paying players.
Strong ass offer, Russell.
Well, and for
it's a strong offer.
Arizona, you know, they're going to try and weasel out of it and say, well, you know, we weren't exactly talking about this, and he didn't explicitly say we're paying for play and all that stuff. But we'll see if the NCAA, we'll see how much teeth they have, basically.
I mean, I said it earlier in the show, I'm not going to be happy unless Will Wade's drug out of Baton Rouge and leg irons.
Yeah. Number four, Henry Cejudo, of course, retired from MMA a couple months ago after his latest victory, says he is comfortable if he never competes again. However, the former double champion said he could return before the end of 2020 for the right price. So, like, MMA, you retire from MMA, it's like, well, I guess it's like boxing. The other big
All those guys have a price, man.
Yeah, you come back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anytime for just a few bucks. And then number five, of course, Tennessee, Alabama. Third Saturday, in this case, the fourth Saturday in October.
Got a pretty big challenge ahead of us tomorrow, Russell. Pretty big challenge.
Our hands full, I think, yeah. Neyland Stadium, 3:30 is the kickoff. CBS Sports has the nationally televised broadcast.
Looking forward to listening to Gary tomorrow?
Not particularly. I'm looking forward to halftime Periscope. Those have been fun this year, once again.
Wonderful to hear from Big Josh again.
And I'm looking forward to the voluntary reaction presented by our friends at Terrapin Brewing. That's about it. The game? I could take it or leave it. Halftime Periscope, voluntary reaction, yeah. That's what I'm looking forward to. Spending some time with Davey Hutchin and whoever else decides to show up tomorrow.
Is Rumor Mill going to be there?
I don't know.
How many has he done? Like one?
He did two.
Two?
Will Stevens hung out with us last week. He's a rising star. Big help. Although he still hasn't cut the grass.
Nathan Indentured Servant.
Yeah, we need to get him rolling again. All right, that is your top five at five. It's brought to you by our good friends at FanDuel.
Yep, it sure is. Sports betting is almost here, Russell.
Yes.
And FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. Mm-hmm. You heard that right. They're giving you $50 in free site credit to register and verify early. No deposit is required. FanDuel is America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports and a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and then lock it in. And unlike other sportsbooks, once you win, FanDuel will get you your cash in as little as 24 hours. But right now, the right thing for you to do is to download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and check out their fantastic app for yourself. Just be sure to sign up and register using promo code DRIVE1 so they know we sent you. When you verify your account, you will receive $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. That's promo code DRIVE1 to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. The site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportbook.fanduel.com for details. And for problem gambling support, please call 1-800-889-9789.
There you have it. Top five at five. Now you know what time it is, Bear. Five things.
Oh, God.
I want to see tomorrow.
Five. It's five after five, the top five at five, and now we got your five things.
Five things I want to see tomorrow. Number one, I want to see a plan. I want to see a plan about our quarterback situation.
I want to see Brian. I want to see number 18.
I don't care who I see. It can be number two. I just want to see a plan. I want a succession plan. What is the future after Jarrett Garantano? If you want to throw him out there and let him take the beating that Alabama is sure to deliver, by all means. But show me what your plan is going forward after this game. If it's Maurer, fine. If it's Harrison Bailey, fine. Just show me that you have some sort of vision for the most important position on the field. I can't believe we're saying that heading into the fifth game of the year. Unacceptable. Number two, I want to speed up the game by slowing it down.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Speed up the game by slowing it down. I want to see if it's JG, I want to see a huddle. Remember those? A huddle?
Yeah.
When the players used to like gather in some sort of a circle or oval type shape, and like the play would come in, maybe a guy would even bring it in from the sideline, and the quarterback would kneel and say the play. You get up there and look over the line of scrimmage, and you snap the ball with like 5 seconds left, maybe even fewer, on the play clock.
Right.
Let's run the ball. Let's keep the clock
moving. Shorten the game.
Shorten the game. Make it go by faster. Limit their possessions. Number three, for the love of all things holy, Bear, please,
yes,
don't turn the football over. Just don't turn it over anymore. I don't care if he takes the bad sacks because he holds on to it too long. I don't care if he gets a intentional grounding penalty because he's just trying to avoid the sack. Just don't throw it to the other team, man. Just don't put it on the floor. Can we do that? Is that too much to ask for tomorrow? I don't feel like I'm asking for much.
No, you're not. And as bad as it cost us against Kentucky, we're going to have our hands full tomorrow. This is one of the most dangerous offenses that's ever rolled into Neyland Stadium.
Number four. I want to see some defensive intensity. I want to see some new faces. And it starts on the coaching staff. You know, Jimmy Brumbaugh's gone, all right, Jimmy Pruitt's taking over coaching the defensive line. Let's see some improved productivity there. Let's see some improved push on that. How about the defensive backfield? I hear about Tamarian McDonald showing out. New face back there. Maybe we can improve one of those positions. We need a playmaker back there at safety. The next play Jalen McCullough or Trevon Flowers makes will be the first this year. We're five games in, man. We should have somebody at safety that can make a play by now. It's kind of puzzling that a supposed, you got Pruitt, secondary guy, Ansley, secondary guy, and yet we haven't seen many plays being made on the backhand. And finally, number five, just don't embarrass us. Again, is this too much to ask?
Like, I mean, really?
Can we get out of
this
there?
This is where you're at.
This is where I'm at. Can we get out with our dignity intact?
I think we can.
Can we get out with, you know,
I can see a path to victory, Russ.
I'm not. Okay, well, I'm not there yet. I'm not even talking moral victory. I'm just talking like when you see that game scroll on the bottom at night tomorrow.
And you still want it to be 72-0.
Well, people say, oh, look, Alabama beat Tennessee down again. Okay, whatever. And then they go on watching the game. Yeah, I just don't want to see 70-0. Yeah, something like, oh, my God. You know, what the heck is going on? Something that's going to cause the guys that we're recruiting to just immediately write us off.
Yeah, just scratch out with a Sharpie on their list.
Something that's not going to cause the voluntary reaction tomorrow night to be completely taken over by people calling for Jeremy Pruitt's head and talking about Hugh Freeze and Lane Kiffin and John Gruden and all the other coaches that we would go out. I just don't want that to happen, okay?
Yeah, I feel you.
I want us to be able to be like a voluntary reaction. Here's what I want the narrative to be. I want it to be, well, that sucked, but it's over, and we're going to dust our britches off and go. We got 2 weeks to figure out how to win at Arkansas. We ought to be able to do that in year three.
I mean, yeah, you have to win the Arkansas
game. You have to.
How big an upset would it be, historically speaking, if we beat Alabama tomorrow?
I don't know. There's been a bigger one in my lifetime.
Tennessee?
Yeah. Tomorrow would probably be the biggest upset in Tennessee football history in the modern era. If we win.
You think?
Name a bigger one. Can't do it.
Auburn 85.
Were they number one? But we were pretty good back then.
Yeah, but
right?
We didn't know we were good.
We didn't know we were good at the time.
No. Everybody thought Bo Jackson. Yeah.
That was before my time. Yeah, I'm kind of like 87 and after.
We were the only team that season that held him under 100 yards rushing. I miss the Auburn rivalry. I wish we played them every year.
The problem in this analogy, though, is that you're comparing essentially Tony Robinson to Jarrett Guarantano.
That's a good point,
Russ. It's an issue, right? You got to have quarterback play. All right,
let's
go.
We did have Tim McGee on there, too.
Oh, by the way, my final score, Barry, you're not going to like this. I'm sorry to be Captain Negative. Bama, 45, Tennessee, 10.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
You disappoint me, man.
Yeah.
No, you're just flat out.
You can give your score right now, or you can wait till the end like a coward.
I'm going to wait till the end. I always give mine at the end of the show.
Yeah. How's that worked out the past 2 weeks?
Not real good. It worked out the first 2 weeks.
Back to the G3 Help Me Hotline. ZR is up next on The Drive. Hello, ZR.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing better. I finally got over last week. Did you?
I don't think I'll ever get over it, ZR, but I'm still here.
I know one thing they need to do over there is shut down the buffet lines. If they shut down the buffet lines, and when Guarantano throws a pick, use a cattle prod on him, and maybe he might stay away from all this interception bullshit.
Oh, ZR, you got to go, man. Sorry about that. You can't. This ain't voluntary reaction. You can't be chirping like that here on this afternoon. I feel like we got cheated out of a song too. Probably.
Yeah.
Well, appreciate the phone call. 865-546-8200. If you want to chime in, 546-8200. Your number to get on the G3 Help Me Hotline. We're gonna take a quick timeout. More of your phone calls coming up.
The Drive.
Back here on The Drive, Fan Run Radio, Russell LeBaire cruising with you. Trey Wallace has left the building, ladies and gentlemen. Open lines for the first time today on the G3 Help Me Hotline. If you want to jump in, 865-546-8200. Folks, don't let your dental health go down the drain in 2020. Knoxville Smiles knows that everyone's got a big to-do list nowadays, and with COVID and busy schedules, it can make it pretty easy to forget about your health. But you shouldn't be so busy that you neglect your dental health. Schedule a quick and easy checkup today with Knoxville Smiles. You can set up a new patient consultation online at KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Or just call them at 865-539-1776. That's Knoxville Smiles, because a healthy smile is well worthwhile. And here at Hops and Hollers, where we've been having a great time this afternoon. I want to thank our friends at Terrapin Beer Company for having us out here. And even though we're getting done here in about 40 minutes at 6 p.m., they're partying here tonight till about 10 o'clock or so. So you come by and check them out. And don't forget, $1 off 6 and 12 packs of any Terrapin Beer Company products. And they got a lot of great selections for you to choose from here. Free Terrapin pint glass when you get a Terrapin pint here today at Hops and Hollers as well. Back to the phones we go. And Roberto is up next. Hello, Roberto.
All right. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I do feel robbed of a ZR song and or extended call. It's kind of disappointing, huh? How many deep do you think that ZR is down there at the drunk tank?
He's from report pride, say 4 or 5. See, the problem is it's not just the beer. It's that while he's been on hold and while he's been there, he's been listening to probably 3 or 4 other guys. You know, what he slipped up and said is minor compared to what he's probably heard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Scott, that turn of phrase is being thrown around quite a bit.
And he just let it rip.
Tank, so. I'd imagine.
Let the chopper spray.
Yeah, he did. Legendary caller, though.
Love him. He's one of my very favorites. Guys, you know, what we want to see tomorrow is not embarrass ourselves. You were right, Russ. That's it. Just please don't embarrass us. Just like when he hit the scrawl the other night, my friends were calling me like, what in the hell is going on up there, you know? They were seeing the Kentucky score, and they're like, well, are you guys okay? Are you suicidal? Or, you know, all these other, you know, ha-ha funny takes. But I mean, just don't embarrass us. And you know what would be really nice, guys? Maybe this is just too much wishful thinking. There's something there to happen where, you know, maybe we're getting beat pretty bad. I don't know, 20-21 or something, and they just say, the hell with it, and they throw in, it doesn't matter, XYZ quarterback, and all of a sudden they start leading us back, and it looks like, you know, maybe there's some hope, and maybe a few of those new freshman wideouts flash and make some plays, and maybe somebody in the defensive secondary comes in and can actually make a play, as you were saying, Russ, maybe the kid out of Memphis. Those would be just nice things to see. I really agreed with your list. I liked it a lot. And that's what I'm there to see tomorrow. I'm going to go to the game. It'll be my first game this year that I'm actually going to attend. And, yes, I know we're going to watch probably our skulls get kicked in. But it is Tennessee, Alabama, and it is Southern football tradition. And when you have tickets, you go to that game. So, guys, I hope you have an enjoyable Saturday and a great Friday night. Take care.
Thanks, Roberto. Great to hear from you. People love the five things, Bear.
People love it. It's lowest common denominator radio, Russ. I don't know what to tell you.
People ask for it all the time. They look forward to it. It's the most scintillating
segment.
They look
forward to me skewering you over
Roberto just said he agreed with
the five things. Pedestrian, like most obvious five things that we need to do to be successful. You know.
You're just a hater.
I'm just keeping it real,
you're
Russell.
You're just a hater.
Keeping it real, my friend.
Hate. Think of something nice to say right now. You've been very negative today. Just think of something nice to say. Think of something nice.
Todd's got one of the cutest little kids I've ever seen in my
life.
That's
a beautiful baby.
Look at that. Yeah. Full of hope. He has no idea what Tennessee football is yet. I mean, look at the hope and happiness in that child's face.
Has no idea. He'll probably be settling into his nap about 3:30 tomorrow.
Yeah, not a care in the world.
Yeah. Must be nice.
Let's see. What else? Nice things I can say. Had a pleasant call with Titans Bill in hour one. That was fun.
Okay.
Got to see my good buddy Andy Anderton. Hadn't seen him in a while. And Russell Torbett. We're out here at Hops and Hollers. We're actually doing a show within 6 feet of each other. You know.
It's good stuff. Let's keep things rolling here. James is up next. Good afternoon, James. You're on the drive.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Hope you guys are having a good Friday and ready for another Tennessee football weekend. I know we've all been walking around with our tails tucked between our legs this week, and I've only just been hearing about how we just need a brace for impact. I know I'm kind of in the same boat a little bit, you know, just expecting it, expecting the normal whipping. But, hey, change of pace. I just want to give you some food for thought. I'd really be curious to hear you guys talk about it. Bear, I'm interested to hear your score too. But walk me through a situation where somehow a miracle happens. JG goes lights out, turns on his Joe Burrow. I'm laughing saying it. Turns on his Joe Burrow face and throws some miraculous game. We see what all the five-star hop was about from 15 years ago when he first came on board here to Tennessee, and we win this thing. What's the conversation look like this time next week? I'll hang up and listen. Love the show, guys. I know I'm talking crazy, but I'm just tired of hearing about us losing. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Thanks, James. Bear, let's dare to dream for a second.
If we beat Alabama, what are me and you going to have?
With Garantano leading us to victory.
Oh. I'd rather be Maurer in this hypothetical.
No, you heard what the caller said. Let's dare to dream. JG plays the game of his life. Just like last year, except he doesn't call his own number. He executes the game plan.
I would be incredibly happy.
Do we have to end all the Hotel Garantano talk?
We can end Hotel Garantano.
He gets a blank
but
check.
No, he does not.
He gets to come back next year.
No, he does not.
If he beats Alabama, he doesn't get to come back next year?
Oh, I won't even get rid of the Garantano. What Titans Bill call him?
What?
Garantano Stefano.
Oh, God. That's terrible. That's terrible. If he beats Alabama tomorrow, he has the game of his life. We win.
He's not. No.
He gets to come back. He gets a blank check.
No, he lost to Kentucky, dude.
Four more years.
No.
Of JG.
No.
If he wins tomorrow.
No. I want that rocket arm kid out of Cedar Hill down in Texas, Caden Salter.
Has he beaten Alabama in this scenario?
No, but he's won a state championship at the biggest division.
A state championship about high school football.
I'm talking about Texas.
I'm talking about beating Alabama for the first time in 13 years.
Ain't no way, Garantano. That's not gonna happen.
Well, we're talking hypothetical.
There is a better chance of me rolling in here next week and telling you that I'm getting married to Britney Spears and moving to Vegas to manage her.
She's still single.
Who cares?
Sanctity of marriage, Barry. You can't move in on another man's wife.
I don't think she's married.
It's fair game. Vol in Birmingham is next. Hello, Vol in Birmingham.
Hey, guys. How are you doing? First thing, I mean, like, I've got a lot of things to talk about, but Bear, Britney Spears, out of all people?
What?
Like, is he dating
like
himself?
Out of everybody you could go
Britney
with,
Spears?
You went with Britney Spears?
Have you seen how crazy she is?
Dude, like, crazy isn't even the word for what she is.
Exactly.
I mean, but, like, God, man, like, there's so many other people you could choose that are still just as crazy, but not a complete psycho.
I mean, yeah, no. I mean, yeah, she's, I think she gets a bad rap, personally. Yeah. I don't think she's that crazy.
She's had a tough life.
Yeah, okay, we'll agree to disagree on that. But, you know, guys, tomorrow I think that, you know, we'll probably see Maurer start. And then I think they'll bring JG in later, just like they did last year in games like this after JG played bad and everybody was upset. They started somebody else and then brought him in a couple series in. But, you know, I think this is one of those games that JG comes out and plays great and has everybody back in his, you know, good graces. Everybody loving him again for, you know, a good 2 weeks before he screws up again. Or at least that's how I feel this is going to go. But I got a question. So if you take the Kentucky game completely away, how are y'all feeling going into this week without the Kentucky game?
Well, that's what we were just talking about. Like if Tennessee takes care of business last week, and we're 3-1 heading into this. It's a completely different
still, it is, but we still have that second half implosion offensively at Georgia.
Yeah, but we're at the point where, okay, so we lost to Georgia and Alabama. Those are two of the top five teams in the country. We're not on that level yet. You take care of business against the teams that you should take care of business against in the second half and have a couple of nice wins against a Texas A&M and or an Auburn and or a Florida, then the Jeremy Pruitt Project is right on schedule. That loss, there is no overstating what a disaster that was last week.
I mean, we talk about it all the time. You cannot – there are two teams you cannot lose to at Tennessee.
It's taken all the wins
out of
ourselves.
Kentucky and Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I agree. And I think that, you know, once JG threw those two pick sixes, like the whole team was done in that game. But other than that game, our defense has played pretty good. And not saying that we can hang with, you know, the wide receivers that Alabama has this year. But, I mean, other than, you know, Waddle just being completely taken out of the game. But I think that our defense can play good enough to keep us close. It's just going to be if our offense can hang on to the ball long enough to have more time of possession than Alabama, because they're going to score. When they get the ball, they're going to score. But we just can't let them beat us deep every single time. We're going to have to keep them in front of us and let them get their 10 or 15 yards. But we just can't – I just hope that Chaney doesn't go into this thinking that we need to be in a shootout with Alabama when we need to run the ball, because that's Alabama's defense's weakness this year, is running it straight up the gut. If Georgia didn't get away from that in that game, that game's a totally different ball game than what it was. But, I mean, I'm not saying we're going to win tomorrow, but I think that we will be set up to play better than we have the last couple weeks.
Speed up the game by slowing it down. We've got to be able to run the ball. And look, even if we have a couple of three and outs, if they're three runs and we're able to run 40 seconds off the clock in between those runs, I would rather have that than a quick, you know, couple of passes or a turnover.
Right.
And hey, here's another thing that we have not talked about. And I've heard credit to John Reed Talk Sports. He talks about this all the time. Our kicking game has sucked this year, and it's not just Samaglia. Our punting. We've been punter you for like the past 20 years.
Taking it for granted.
And like what are we having? Like 30 yards a punt.
You don't want to kick to this. This is not the week you want to
kick your coverage. But you want to cover punts and you want to be able to hit some bombs.
Yeah, but you really don't want to. You really don't want Waddle fielding the punt inbounds.
Such a sad conversation. Talking about how we can extend the game. Run the clock out against Bama to prevent.
Well, no, I mean, you're asking me to. That's how you keep it close and keep it dirty. And maybe just if they're having a really bad day and they're putting the ball on the ground or throwing interceptions, which Mac Jones is capable of, you just got to keep it close and hope for the best. But you don't want to be punting the ball directly to Waddle. He'll take one to the house. And that has nothing to do with us not being good or anything other than the fact that he's a really big time talent.
Anything else, Birmingham?
Yeah, I got one more thing to say. So on the way out. So do you think, and I know that everybody's all about this year's Alabama offense, but do you think that this year's offense is better than last year's offense, or that the defenses that in the SEC other than Georgia have just been worse than last year's?
I think the COVID stuff, teams weren't able to scrimmage as much as they probably want to. Tackling has been a little bit sloppy. And I think other than in Georgia, you saw Alabama's defense get roasted by Ole Miss a couple of weeks ago. I think teams have had trouble being physical. And, you know, we talked about it. There's no guarantee that we're going to get a vaccine and COVID's magically going to disappear next year. You might be in a similar type situation, similar type schedule with similar type practice routines next season. This might be a big, like, you know, just game changer for college football.
Demarcation point.
Well, and combined with the concussion rules and the targeting and all that stuff, we might just be looking at a game that's
evolving.
Still going to be extremely violent and physical, but not like it was.
This is the first year where I've noticed guys are really pulling up and not taking those kill shots.
Yeah, noticed that a lot this year.
Yeah.
Vol in Birmingham, thank you. We appreciate the phone call. We're going to take a quick timeout right now. Are we going to talk to Willie when we come back? Oh, boy. We can get Willie in.
Willie.
that'll be a way to end things up. We've got a couple of lines available if you want to jump on, 865-546-8200. Stay with us. The Drive rages on right after this.
Voluntary reaction. There ever will be. This is The Drive.
This week in Anderson County for stealing a log splitter. And they were able to identify the theft. They were able to track him down pretty easily. Turns out he left something at the crime scene. What did the man leave?
He was easy to track down.
Hugh Sieber. He'd been dropped off. They found him based on finding something that he left at the crime scene.
His wallet?
No.
Paycheck?
No.
Wasn't anything with his address on it. His cell phone? Well,
no. He left a finger.
What?
It was a finger.
Get the hell out of here. He did not.
A severed finger pointed deputies to the suspect this week.
You think they took the fingerprint off the finger? and just ran it?
Maybe, I don't know.
So where'd they catch up with him? At his house?
Well, he was dropped off at Methodist Medical Center with a missing finger. He's then transported to UT Medical Center for treatment. Anderson County Detective Sean Flynn met him there taking the severed finger with him. Do you think that it was kind of like Cinderella's slipper, you know? It's like they... Does the finger fit?
You think that cop just pulled out of his front pocket of his shirt and was like, hey, buddy, you're missing something.
Is this your finger? No.
You think they had it on ice so they could sew it back on?
That could be anybody's finger.
I mean, but what if it, like, fit perfectly, you know?
That's what I'm saying. The Cinderella slipper aspect of it.
Leave your finger. I'm looking for a bag of ice. Hopefully sew that sucker back on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess if you're caught, you're caught. You might as well keep your finger if at all possible, right?
Yeah. Have you ever had anything like that happen to you?
No, I've not.
I mangled one pretty good.
You got 10 nice looking fingers.
Missing a little bit off one.
Yeah, a little off the top?
Yeah.
Rodney Lott style, huh? Cut it off. Get back in there. Yeah, that's a little stubby there.
Little
ring finger, a little stubby.
Yeah.
Story behind it was the lawnmower incident?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It happens, I guess. That is the docket brought to you by the law offices of Jerry R. Givens. Folks, if you need a lawyer, you're going through a tough time in life, you're going through a divorce, you're going through a bankruptcy, these are Jerry's primary areas of specialty. So, you need family law help. You need bankruptcy law help. This is the guy to call. 865-801-9250. The phone call is free. The advice is free. So what do you have to lose? Call the law offices of Jerry R. Givens today at 865-801-9250. Or just go online to jrglawtn.com. The law offices of Jerry R. Givens. Legal expertise you can rely on.
I wonder what Jerry would say if this guy called him up.
Well, if you have a criminal case, what do you say? Your Honor, hasn't my client suffered enough?
Yeah, that's a good point, Russell.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty good, huh?
I want to know if they saved the guy's finger.
We'll have to follow up on that.
That's got to be pretty painful to have a finger reattached.
Probably not going to be working like it was before it came off.
I don't know. Did you see that guy? He like lost a thumb, and they transferred his big toe to his hand. Mm. They can do that, you know.
Yeah. John Wayne Bobbitt.
I wonder if your hand would smell. You know, like foot odor.
Yeah.
Or does that be a thing?
I don't know.
Your stinky hand, like you got stinky feet.
Stinky thumb hand.
Yeah.
Maybe the grip would be better. I feel like if I had a
big toe instead of my thumb, that you'd make fun of me every day.
I mean, just imagine how you would feel if you reached out to shake somebody's hand.
And it was like a toe?
Yeah.
Weird, like one of your big old gnarly big toes?
Willie is next. Oh, Willie left. We were just coming to him. He just hung up. Wah, wah, wah. Jamie is next. Good afternoon, Jamie. You're on the Drive, Fan Run Radio.
I can't imagine... You know, your fingers have so many damn nerve endings in them. I shot a 3.5-inch framing nail through mine last fall.
Oh, goodness.
It went in the front and came out the back. And I thought I was going to die.
You go to hospital, I guess?
No, believe it or not, they said because it was fresh lumber and a galvanized framing nail, it should be fine as long as I can pour peroxide through it. I did it. I mean, you can't even tell I ever did it, which is amazing. But, yeah, I've got pictures of where it blew out at the front end and poked out the back. But, yeah, I've had several injuries through life, and I would take them all over again together to never do that again.
I don't imagine. No, I thought you were going to say you'd take them all over again just to get that win over Kentucky last week.
Guys, speaking of Kentucky, you know, when we hired Pruitt, we weren't worried about beating Kentucky in year three, but here we are. Worried about beating Kentucky in year three, or at least not being embarrassed on the field by them. You know, I keep hearing callers this whole week talking about you can't fire Pruitt. We've lost $40 million. $40 million, I wonder what it's going to be like if nobody shows up to see him next year. What do you think that's going to be like as far as...
Well, see, that's the thing Russ was talking about. There's no guarantee that this is going to be over next fall. So what happens next year? I mean, it's not going to... That's what I'm saying. We've lost part of our the big stick fans had was in what we did when Butch started. We were tired of looking at Butch as people stopped showing up.
Yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying, Jamie, and you do make a good point. Yeah, there is going to be consequences for committing to mediocre football. But if you don't have the money to buy them out and hire a new staff, you don't have the money. And I don't know that.
No, I see.
It's just not the kind of thing you go to Citizens National Bank and take out a $20 million loan for. I don't know that they're handing those out these days.
Well, you know, I'm with you, Russ, but I have a hard time believing we're strapped for cash when we're giving out raises and extensions. You know, and I don't, you know, I know it is what it is, but I mean, you can't say, one breath, hey, we're hurting for cash, and then turn around and give a coach who's never done anything a raise. So, but like I said, I mean, I understand the situation we're in, but I'm just wondering which is worse, you know, strapped for cash and where we can't hire a coach, or losing out on, you know, butts in seats, because this fan base has been through it for a decade now. I mean, I wonder how much longer they're willing to take.
I feel you, Jamie, but I don't think it's an either or proposition. I don't think it's like you're making a decision. I don't think there's a decision to be made. I don't think you can do it. I might be wrong, and maybe you can just go to the Haslams or somebody else and beg for the money to write these checks, but I don't think we really want to do that. I don't think firing him is a realistic option right now. And by the way, giving him the extension before the season did not help in that regard.
Well, guys, I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to this weekend is voluntary reaction where we burn it all down. I'll talk to y'all then. Hang in there, guys.
Thank you, Jamie. Appreciate it. Voluntary reaction presented by Terrapin Beer Company. Going to be live as soon as the game is over tomorrow. We are app and web stream only, so if you're listening to the show on the radio this afternoon and you're not an app listener, maybe you're not a big podcast person or anything like that, do yourself a favor. You got a smartphone, you know somebody who does, download a Fan Run app. It's free. Just search Fan Run wherever you get apps, or if you're not, everybody has a smartphone now, right? Is there somebody out there listening on their radio with a flip phone in their pocket?
No, Phil was the last one, and we got him into an iPhone recently.
Okay, great.
Or a smartphone.
So, yeah, you can listen on your laptop, on your desktop computer. Yeah. Just go to fanrunradio.com and click the Listen Now button. That's the only way you can listen to Voluntary Reaction. And if you haven't heard that, it's something else. Joe, you're up next on The Drive. Hello, Joe.
Guys, how are we doing this afternoon?
Hey, we're doing all right. Thank you.
Good, good, good. Well, I was just calling up to talk about the winners in the state of Tennessee, the Tennessee Titans.
Tighten up.
And tighten up. I was just wanting to see if you maybe even had a three keys to victory there for Sunday's game, or if you had maybe wanted to hear maybe my three keys to the game.
Three? I'll give you three, and I won't even I'll be serious about it. They need to. Okay. They definitely need to tighten up, as you guys say, on their third and specifically third and long defense.
Yeah.
Can't let them convert.
Yeah.
They need to get Derrick Henry going early.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough sledding against the number one run defense in the NFL, the Steelers. Yeah. And number three, they're going to have to somehow contain Big Ben. Keep him in
good.
The pocket.
You would make a good Titans fan. I'm just saying. That was pretty good.
I was a Titans fan before all of you all.
Don't give me the McNair stuff again.
I'm not going to give it to you, but I was a huge Titans fan.
Anything else, Joe?
Well, I was just saying we need to just play a clean game, Maybe that's get a turnover and get Derrick Henry over 100 yards, because whenever we get him over 100 yards, then we end up winning the game. So if we can do those three things, I think we can come out of there with a victory. And I will be there in full throat in Nissan Stadium cheering on the Titans.
Kudos awesome. To you.
Represent, Joe. Appreciate the phone call.
That is my favorite key to the game, though.
Yeah.
Play a clean game.
Well, I tell you what, and I think that
– I think it's just the way you say it.
Henry has been pacing himself this season. Like, the first couple of games, he's going out of bounds. He's going out of bounds a couple of times. Like, he's building – look, it's impossible to play at the level he was playing at in the playoffs last year over the course of a 16-game season.
He'll be done.
I love Ryan Clark saying what he said. Because I guarantee you, King Henry is going to come out full of piss and vinegar tomorrow. He's going to be riled up. It's going to be King Henry like we haven't seen since last year in Baltimore. It's going to be beautiful, man.
I agree. I'm just saying that.
You might have.
The Steelers I'm just being objective.
Hey,
the Steelers have got a stout, stiff defense.
They're going to be.
They're
going to be sore and stiff.
Yeah.
Monday morning is what's going to happen.
We'll see.
Stay with us. The drive continues. We got to take a quick timeout. Our final break of the show. Back to wrap things up after this.
The Drive.
Yeah.
Good way to end the week, right here.
Fan Run Radio, The Drive, wrapping up on a Friday. We have our last person getting registered here. Time for one or two more here.
I've got to make my prediction.
Go ahead.
No, I'll do it on the way out the door like I always do.
The young man was about to knock over that beer.
Which young man?
You see, he had like the sixth dad sense. He's filling that thing out. He realized his son was about to knock that beer over. He had like eyes in the back of his head. He ninja'd it over there before that beer could hit the ground. That was a classic dad move. All right, wrapping up. Big thanks to Terrapin Beer Company for having us out this afternoon.
You.
They'll be sponsoring Voluntary Reaction tomorrow. As soon as the ball game is over, that'll be around 7. Tune in. We'll be going until the last phone call is answered. I already talked to Davey Hudson. He said he's sleeping in. We're going as long as it takes tomorrow.
Good deal.
Last week, it was like we got 3 hours in. I was pissed. Davey was pissed. It was like the phone calls were still coming in.
Yeah, I couldn't hang with you guys.
Maybe it's a little unprofessional, but it was like, you know what? I've had enough.
There's only so much you can talk about losing to Kentucky.
We're going to lean into it tomorrow, and if we go 7 hours, we go 7 hours.
Yeah.
We've already made that commitment. So big thanks to Terrapin once again for having us out here. And Bear, you want to do the honors? Go in there and swishing around a little bit. We've got this Terrapin Beer Company prize pack, a six-pack cooler. We've got hats, koozies, and shirts.
That's a really nice cooler over there.
A really nice bobblehead, a patio umbrella, sunglasses, mask, Nets, gaiters, everything.
Thomas Hill
is the winner.
865. Oh, I'm not supposed to.
Don't give his number. Don't say his phone number. We'll call him, okay? Told him that.
Is that an amateur move there?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Congratulations to Thomas. He wins the Terrapin prize pack. And we want big thanks to Terrapin and Hops and Hollers for having us out again. It's been good to be back out amongst the people this afternoon. All right, wrapping things up. Apologies to Jordan in Birmingham and Roger, as I don't think we're going to have time for more phone calls here tonight, but you can stay tuned for overtime coming up next, or just hang on about 24 hours. We'll be with you on Voluntary Reaction here.
Ooh,
might be firing up a little bit early. I don't know. All right, Bear. What's your score? Give me score.
I'm going to go I just keep seeing it in my head. 34-21, Brian Maurer and the Tennessee Volunteers shocked the world, Russell. Tennessee wins. I will never pick against Tennessee, man.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope you're right, my friend. Drew, thank you for all your hard work behind the scenes back in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. It's been a pleasure out here. Thanks to everybody who came out this afternoon to say hello. We've had a blast. We have had an absolute
blast. It's been
fun. Yeah, no doubt about it. So y'all be good. Be sure to get your score prediction in on our Facebook thread. And Crown Cleaners, Crown Pig of the Week. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/thedrivewithrussellsmith. Give us your score prediction there. And, yeah, that just about wraps everything up here this afternoon. Another day, another dollar, another stellar edition of The Drive in the books. You can check out anytime you want. You can never leave, ladies and gentlemen.
Huh.
We'll do it again next week. Monday, 3 to 6, right here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.